Well, 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 here we are again. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Well, 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 here we are again. How many times have you ever thought to yourself, here we are again, here we are again? Anita just returned from Switzerland, where she spent 35,000 years with her mother and sisters and friends over there. And all the time she was there, she kept saying, oh, if only I was in paradise back on campus again. And the people over there said, well, go, go, baby, go. And she didn't say that. What she did was she looked around her and she said, I live in paradise wherever I am. And the reason I live in paradise is because I have lowered the level of my nose from above people, and I have lowered my level of believing that I can preach to people and tell them the good news because they already know it. I merely say to them, I know it too, isn't it wonderful? And then everybody sparkles with her because they're all on the same level. They're all on the same awareness. Now, in this world, there are 7 billion people. 6-7 billion, whatever it is. In 2 minutes, it changes always. But these people, how many of them are happy, positive, joyful people? Well, maybe about 6 billion, 900 million, something like that. But a lot. The majority of humanity are happy people. The majority of humanity are people who respect themselves and they like themselves and they say they're being themselves and having fun. And how do you teach or preach being yourself and having fun? Well, the minute you say, be yourself and have fun, you know, people say, well, won't you mind your own business? You say, I am myself and I have fun and, oh, I had such a good time. Can I come along too? You know, we are living in the first person present tense, positive, saying, I am myself and I have fun. I am myself and I have fun. Not be yourself and have fun. This is what we've said and how we've enunciated it and how we talked about it in the past. But it's time to wake up. Beatrice Enns was such a silly girl. Back in ancient history, what year was it? In 96 or something? 98. In 98, she wore a t-shirt which said,
time is now.
All time is now, or time is now. All time is now. And now, Eckhart Tolle writes a bunch of books on that same thing and makes a lot of money. Now, why didn't you? You were ahead of the time, you know. All time is now. But what did you learn when you said all time is now? Did you learn to reveal within yourself that you know everything? Did you learn to reveal within yourself that you are everywhere and everything and that there's nothing outside of you? That you are Jesus Christ and you are the Buddha and you are, what's your name? You know, Beatrice Enns, you know, and you are Oscar Enns? Oscar, that's my husband. What do you mean I'm Oscar Enns? Yeah, you're him. You're him. Whatever you think about Oscar, you are. Now, have you ever thought that if Oscar would do something your way, it'd be a little better? Have you ever thought that? You see, there are thoughts. And now what that really means is that she's Oscar. She says, if I were Oscar, I would do it this way. And mentally, she sees herself doing it that way. And mentally, she sees herself living that way. Now, B, my neighbor was Beatrice too, I guess. Aunt B, we called her. And I was 7 years old, and she asked me to be a model for a drawing class at the art school. And she took me in a taxi cab, the first time I rode in a taxi cab, all the way downtown Milwaukee to the Leighton Art School to be the model of the class. And I was so honored. And on the way home, we had a spaghetti dinner, and we had ice cream, and we had all sorts of good things. Wow, you know. But again, B has opened up a new ledger in her life. And the new ledger says this. I am the ideal wife. I am married to the ideal husband. I am the ideal wife, and I am married to the ideal husband. Now, what changes does she have to make in her life to please her husband? None. What changes does he have to make in his life to please you? None. When you got the ideal, you got the ideal. Now, what is an ideal husband? What is an ideal wife? There, the ideal wife is, I am myself and I have fun. Do you think that Oscar would like that kind of a wife? You think so? Mm-hmm. I think so. Mm-hmm. Now, is Oscar the ideal husband? Is he being himself and having fun?
Yes.
Does he always go around with a smile on his face?
Yes.
Does he always go around finding good in every experience that he sees and participates in?
Yes.
Is he the ideal man? Is he the ideal daddy, the ideal father? Is he the ideal husband? Is he the ideal wage earner in the family? Is he the ideal of everything?
Yes.
See, so when you say these things, then, oh my, life does begin to look interesting. Can you imagine? You see, the people of this world really are happy people. You say 50% of the people get divorces. Well, now, that's not true. That's not true. Of the people of the world, you have 6-7 billion people. Now, do you think that 3 billion people are getting a divorce? No way. Who brings up these statistics? Mm-hmm. Who brings up this nonsensical information? The world was created by the Big Bang theory of a little atom that blow its top. Well, hey, can he prove it? Now, you prove to me that 50% of the marriages turn out in divorce. You show it to me. Show me. Do you know what's going on in Russia? Do you know what's going on in China? Do you know what's going on in India? Do you know what's going on in America? Not really. You know what they do? They guesstulate.
Mm-hmm.
They guess. Of the people that they have taken a tally with, they have taken 100 people, and 50 of those people are had a divorce. But that's a lie. Of those 100 people, 50 of those people had a divorce 3 times, you know? And so then you start adding that to the other, and you say that, you throw that on the people who never had a divorce. And these people who have a divorce, have a divorce, have a divorce, they keep having divorces, you know. But they're the minority. They're the minority. People who don't know how to get along with themselves and don't know how to get along with others, they have divorces. You know any people like that? Yeah. We say rather personally we know them too. But now, does that have to remain that way? Does it have to keep on going that way? No. What do? We start being like Beatrice Enns, who is the ideal wife with the ideal husband. And that's all she has in her mind and her heart, is the ideal wife that she is and the ideal husband. And people come along and say, Beatrice, will you marry me? You're the ideal wife. Beatrice says, look, I got the ideal husband. Why should I try anybody different? You know, what's your problem? Are you an ideal man? Well, no, but then who needs you? You know, I got the ideal man. I'm perfectly happy with him, and we're doing great. In fact, he's showing me ways that I never dreamed his idealism would go, how beautiful it would go. He is showing me by his words and his actions and his beingness that he is just the most ideal husband in the world. If he were God, he couldn't be any better. Well, he is God, isn't he? Well, yes, that's right. But aside from that, his human self is just supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Well, B, what makes you think you're so smart? What makes you think that you can see the perfect husband? And she says, without any batting an eye, well, I'm the perfect wife, and naturally I would see a perfect husband. And I say, that's correct. That's correct. As long as B is a perfect wife, she's going to see a perfect husband. Now, if we are an imperfect wife or imperfect husband, we'll see an imperfect spouse, no matter what we do. They'll be imperfect because we are looking with imperfect eyes. But when we can look with the perfect eyes of the ideal that we are, the ideal spouse, then our mate will be that way. Our mate will be that way. Now, where did the word mate come from? They use that in Britain, and they use it in New Zealand and Australia. They call their mate a mate. But then they call their man friend a mate, or a woman friend a mate, too. They call their teacher, hey, mate, come and have a bottle of beer with us or something like that, you know. And hey, mate, you know. Now, what does mate mean? Mate means my equal. Mate means my friend. Mate means my companion. Mate means my wife or my husband. You see, when mate can be so broad and so beautiful, that's quite something. Now, would you think of judging your mate just because you drink beer together? Would you think of judging your mate just because you're on the job together? Would you think of judging your mate just because you're on the same baseball or basketball or soccer team? No. You don't judge. You just say, hey, mate, let's play again. I know we'll play again and we'll win this time. And the mate says, you bet. I like your winning spirit. You know, it's a reflection of each other. Now, are you the ideal wife? Huh?
Yes.
Don't be reluctant in saying that. Are you the ideal wife?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Really had to pull on teeth for that, didn't we? Is Oscar the ideal husband?
Yes.
Oh, see, no problem there. She's getting into the tune of things. Okay. Ellen, was Elias the perfect ideal husband?
Yes.
Were you the ideal wife?
Yes.
And why did you ever have any disagreements?
We always agreed.
No, we never had disagreements.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to say you always agree, because then people say, prove it. But if you say we never had disagreements, there's nothing to prove.
Right.
You know, because you can't put a label on never had a disagreement. You know. But did you have the perfect husband, the
yes.
ideal man?
Yes.
Do you think that your daughter and son think that they had the ideal father?
Yes.
Do you think that their grandchildren think they had the ideal grandpa?
Yes.
Do you think he is ideal?
Yes.
Is he ideal today and tomorrow and another day going to be not ideal?
He's always ideal.
No. He is ideal, period.
Okay.
There's no always, there's no just, there's no only, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He is...
ideal.
We finally got across. But you see how it's tough. Because we play games. We play. Now, are you the only one on earth who is ideal?
For me, yes.
No. I am ideal.
I am ideal.
I asked you the question, are you the only one on earth who is ideal?
I am ideal.
I am ideal. I asked you, are you the only one on earth who is ideal?
I am ideal.
See? Don't be intimidated. You don't have to say, I am the only one on earth who is ideal. I am ideal. Obviously, everyone else I see is ideal. Everyone else is also ideal. Everyone. And we don't argue. We don't put just and only and always and because and things like that. When we do that, then we tie ourselves in a knot. And we will not allow ourselves to be the wonderful beings that we are. Now, are you ideal? Yes. Are you beautiful? Yes. Who says you're beautiful? I do. Well, who else is there? I don't know. Have you got a movie contract? Oh, you mean for my talent and my genius? No, I'm not interested in being a movie star. If I were interested in being a movie star, I'd apply for it, you know. What are you interested in being? I'm interested in being me and having fun. And I am myself, and I have fun. I like me. People say, Herb, shouldn't you be saying, I love me, I love me, I love me? I said, no. Everybody loves themselves and everybody else in the world. They love them. But they don't like them. Mm-hmm. They don't like what they do. You don't like what you do sometimes when you do some dumb thing. You don't like what other people do when they're acting snooty or when they're acting superior or they're acting judgmental, you know. You don't like them when they do that. But the thing is, there is where we want to make our change, on that relative physical world of liking. And so, what do? We start saying, I am the creator of my world, and everything in my world is good and very good. Sound like something God would have said, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am the creator of my world, and everything in my world is good and very good. Now, is there anything not to like in that? Could God not like any of his creation?
No.
Could you not like any of your creation? Could Jesus not like any of his creation? Jesus merely said, hey, go and sin no more. He says, I don't judge you. I don't say you should do this or that. I have no part in that sort of program, you know. But you bring it to my awareness, and that's not where I play. Anita, are you on the winning team?
Yes.
Anita, are you on the winning team?
Yes, I am.
Anita, are you on the winning team?
Yes, I am.
Anita, are you on the winning team?
Yes, I am.
Now, is she always on the winning team? Is there ever a time that she's not on the winning team? No. She is always on the winning team. You cannot allow yourself to think you're not. Now, here I am playing chess with some little children, and they're just learning. Now, if I win every time I play with them, they're not going to be encouraged to learn to play the game and want to play it. So I say, now, I will show you how. And you guys play. Now, I will play with you, but I'm going to win the first three games because I'm playing and I know what I'm doing. Now, I want you to play and know what you're doing. So now, let's play. So we play. Blum, 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 blum. Three times I win. Okay, now, kids, I'm going to lose. But I'm going to lose because I'm going to let you win. I am going to tell you the moves to make which will check me, which will keep me from winning. Because I can play your side just as well as I can play my side. But this is how you do it. So then he plays with them, and they win, and they win, and they win, you know. But he guided them to make the right moves. And then the kids, he guides them to make the right move, he guides them to make the right moves, he guides them to make the right move, and pretty soon they're making the right moves by themselves. And so they can play with each other and make the right moves and win. And they always win. They're winning even while they're losing because they're learning, they're revealing what's within them. They're learning and revealing the genius that's within them. They're always winning. They're always winning. And this is how we are in life. Do you have the ideal husband?
Yes.
Does he have the ideal wife?
Yes.
Do you like yourself?
Yes.
Does he like himself?
Yes.
Do you like your kids?
Yes.
Are your kids always, under all circumstances, ideally perfect?
Yes.
Wow. Let's go meet them. Yes. You see, this is what we want to do. We do not see the need to grow, develop, change, advance, be different than what we are. We like ourselves, not just the way we are. We like ourselves. And hey, every minute we're expanding our awareness of who we are. Every minute we're changing. But we're really not changing. What are we doing?
Revealing.
We reveal
our awareness.
We reveal who we are within. We reveal our original purity and integrity. We reveal who we are within, and it is good and very good. And we are wonderful. I like being with me. I like my company. I like to take a walk with me. I like to pray with me. I like to make affirmations with me. I like to walk my meditation path here two or three times a day or more whenever I can. It just keeps me feeling great. When I wake up in the morning, if I feel a little stiff, I get up and I say, I know that the minute I start walking that path, I'll be not stiff, you know. Well, why not be not stiff right now, you know? And so then I say, I am not stiff, and then I'm not stiff. But the thing is, when I say I'm stiff, then I'm stiff, merely because I have told myself that's what I am. Mm-hmm. And just because that was a slight appearance for an instant, that doesn't mean it has to be for an eternity. I am whole and perfect at all times. Neat stuff, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow!
Neat.
Wow, wow, wow!
Hallelujah!
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 Now let's all say, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Wonderful. Hallelujah. Amen. Like yourself and have fun.
Yes.
And world is beautiful. Well, I think that's pretty good. We have 19 minutes and 58, 59, 60 seconds. 20 minutes of love, joy, peace, harmony, and goodness. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.